Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seedens. Top local story, volunteers working to clean up the streets of Santa Monica today. After a very tense day of protests, looting, and violence, it's in Santa Monica that we begin our in-depth team coverage. Buildings and vehicles set on fire, some stores vandalized, and in many cases cleaned out of their merchandise. KNX 1070's John Baird live near the Santa Monica Pier with the story.
Some new barriers have been installed to help deter others from looting the stores here in Santa Monica, and there will be an earlier curfew today in the business district, 1 o'clock. Still, some residents are angry at Santa Monica police and the police chief herself for failing to stop the looters earlier in the day on Sunday.
Oh, absolutely. I couldn't believe they didn't start sooner. They were just driving by.
The police chief, though, tells KNX she understands why people are upset, but says it took time to bring in resources and personnel from other agencies, and that people watching on TV were only seeing a sliver of what police here had to deal with.
The crowd was extremely hostile, and the officers were taking bottles and being attacked in that way. So we definitely had our hands full with that amount of people here in the intersection.
Still, some residents say it's time for law enforcement to crack down, and L.A. City Councilman Joe Buscaino agrees it's time.
Now that we're reopening our economy and are allowing folks to go into businesses and into restaurants, we can now open our L.A. County jails, and that's what needs to be done.
He says we need a 24-hour curfew and an increased National Guard presence. Live in Santa Monica, John Baird, KNX 1070.
Signs of hope and recovery in the Fairfax District today, 2 days after the very disturbing destruction we saw there. Let's go live now to KNX 1070's Emily Valdez.
I'm here on Melrose Avenue, and the first thing you notice is it's clean. Volunteers have come in and cleaned it up, wiped away a lot of the graffiti, scraped it off the windows, but more than half of the buildings are boarded up. That's because there was a lot of broken glass. We still have one section of Melrose that is shut down by police. And I just talked to an officer. He said that's because the building is still smoldering. Right now I'm standing in front of Timeless Boutique. And they were not hit except for a broken window, but their entire inventory is destroyed because they're right next to one of the buildings that caught fire, so everything is filled with smoke. Right now I have with me one of the employees. What was your name?
Lauren.
Lauren, there's a sign on the door. It says, "We love you, stay strong," and you guys didn't write that. What's your reaction when you came up and saw that?
We came in today and we saw it and we're just overwhelmed. It was just the smallest acts can mean the biggest things right now, and this was meant a lot to us. We were very lucky we didn't get hit too hard, but our fellow other people that work on the street got hit pretty hard, and these small acts really mean so much to us. It could make us cry, you know.
We know the small businesses here hit with this, already dealing with coronavirus and the shutdown, many struggling to reopen after that. So it's definitely a double whammy, and hopefully most of them will be able to recover. Unfortunately, only time will tell. Reporting live on Melrose Avenue, Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Well, a claim for $6 million in damages has been filed on behalf of six people who were allegedly beaten by El Monte police. KNX 1070's Margaret Carrero live for us outside El Monte City Hall.
As I'm sure you can probably hear a little bit in the background here, this filing this morning came with its own protest of several dozen people, and even more have been showing up.
Take a knee!
Take a knee!
Now, according to attorney James P. Segal Gutierrez, this all went down on the night of May 23rd while some families were hanging out in their backyard at an apartment complex.
Take a knee!
A white car pulls in, stops, the driver jumps out, scales the fence, and soon thereafter, Imani PD shows up. And they start questioning everybody. Everybody tells them the guy took off with the that was driving the car. Imani PD keeps questioning them. At some point, our clients are just like, why do you keep asking us the same question? We're going to give you the same answer. Just arrest us if you don't believe we were the drivers. And at that point, the Imani PD began to beat them.
He says one of his clients had to have four staples in his head. As a result of that, El Monte Police Department had no comment. Reporting live in El Monte, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Looters took some very valuable memorabilia from the Laugh Factory in Long Beach. The owner is hoping it'll be returned.
It's not so much the broken glass and the other damage that bothers them, because they say that can be replaced. It's the memorabilia. Enrique Salazar is the vice president of operations at the Laugh Factory. He says once the looters busted through the doors and got into their Long Beach location, they went for a special place owner Jamie Masada had set up.
Every club, he calls it a museum of comedy because he puts a lot of memorabilia throughout the years.
It was there that framed articles signed by George Carlin and Richard Pryor and others hanged. Salazar says the one from Richard Pryor was especially meaningful to Jamie because of what it said.
Jamie Masada is like the Stevie Wonder of comedy. He doesn't see race or gender or color when it comes to comedy. He just loves anybody that can make bring a good laugh.
Salazar says a reward will be offered if the items are returned, no questions asked. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Meanwhile, Orange County's district attorney is sending a harsh warning to looters and others committing acts of destruction. DA Todd Spitzer says he encourages people to continue holding peaceful protests, but he says he also is determined to prosecute anyone who uses those gatherings as an excuse to loot, set fires, or commit other crimes. Spitzer, a former cop himself, says he respects people's right to protest, but he won't tolerate seeing those demonstrations lead to criminal activity.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.